San Diego schools were closed again today, and they'll remain shut tomorrow. School officials are worried about poor air quality from the massive wildfires. Parents have been asked to keep their children home and indoors. That sent families scrambling for ways to entertain their stir-crazy young people. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Beth Ford reports.
San Diego's near-perfect climate year-round means most everything is geared towards being outside. Even malls and shopping centers are outdoors. That's why a warm autumn day like this would normally mean an adventure in the sunshine for Julie Datno's family. But the smoke and ash-filled air has driven them indoors.
I think everyone's feeling a little bit housebound right now because we can't go out, we can't go to the park, we can't go to the beach, we can't go to SeaWorld or the zoo and all the places that we go when we're not in school.
Datno is with several other families at the Congregation Adat Yesharon Synagogue in La Jolla. The synagogue has opened its playroom for families who want to give their little ones a change of scenery. Most parents have been struggling with the challenge of trying to entertain their kids, but for Datno, it's even worse. Her daughter's Scripps Ranch preschool was destroyed by the wildfires, along with everything in it.
I'm visualizing all the art supplies, all the toys, all the backpacks and all the cubbies and all the blankets and all the lovies and all the things that make a preschool special.
The Chabad Jewish Academy in Scripps Ranch was already in the process of constructing a new building when the old school burned down. For that, Datno is grateful, along with the fact that no one was near the building when it was consumed by the fire. Meanwhile, the youngsters in the playroom sculpt Play-Doh with their tiny fingers, color furiously on a welcome sign for Israelis who will visit next week, and work on puzzles. Anything to exhaust some of the energy they've built up being cooped up indoors. For 7-year-old Jake Kupferberg, not getting to play outside at his favorite park has been tough.
It's like you're in jail.
The synagogue will remain open for parents as long as their children's schools are closed.
San Diego City Schools, may I help you?
Here at the communications office at the San Diego Unified School District, phone calls from concerned parents are flooding in at the rate of about 1,000 an hour. Families from throughout the county have questions about school closures and where to take their children if they need daycare. District Community Relations Director Janet Delaney says the closure of so many county schools for so long is unprecedented.
I've been an employee in San Diego City Schools for 26 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. It's unbelievable.
All school-sponsored sports in the county have also been canceled for the remainder of the week. Delaney says the volunteers who answer the phones try to stress to parents the importance of protecting their children from the unhealthy air.
We are running this hotline from 5 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and we're here really to try to support our parents, to let them know the most important thing is the health and safety of their students, of their children.
Not all parents can stay at home with their children, and the district has set up emergency daycare centers to help them out. These child care centers are growing more crowded as the week progresses. They'll remain open until school starts again, and the community makes its first small steps back towards a normal routine. For NPR News, I'm Beth Ford in San Diego.